Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, we are about to talk to a second lieutenant in the United States Marine Corps who is doing something very interesting when it comes to trying to raise awareness and trying to do one of these things that, you know, I've never particularly done a lot of, and that is, you know, getting involved with like a petition. Yeah, I have things that I'd like to see done, but yeah, I don't know. I've never gotten involved in it, but this young man has. His name, Stephen Arango. He is a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps and a law student at the University of Alabama. He's joining us to let us know about the petition that he started to recognize Captain George Whitney, who is one of his fellow Marines who gave his life while continuing his service in the CIA. So, Stephen, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us on the Morning Briefing.
Morning, sir. Thank you for having me.
Oh, don't call me sir. That's upsetting to me. As one of those former enlisted guys, come on, Lieutenant, you can do better than that. But as I mentioned, you are a student at the University of Alabama School of Law. But give us just a little bit of your background. You're a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps now. When did you first join the Marine Corps? What did you do? How long have you been in? Give us just the background on yourself.
Absolutely. So after I graduated college a couple years ago, I joined the Marine Corps. I went to Officer Candidate School and graduated in commission, and then I was sent straight on orders to law school. So I've been in the Marine Corps for almost a year and a half now, and basically my whole time has been at OCS or here at law school. And once I graduate law school, I'll go back to active duty, head to TBS, Naval Justice School, and then hit the fleet.
Wow, so looking to go into the JAG Corps, I'm assuming. They don't put too many lawyers into too many other jobs, so is that the plan for you in the future?
Yes, sir. So I'll head back, and I'll join the judge advocates in the Marine Corps, and then, you know, like I said, go wherever the Marine Corps sees fit.
Now, was any part of that decision based on the movie A Few Good Men that made you want to go into the JAG Corps?
You know, I actually didn't see that until after I decided to do a law contract in the Marine Corps. My grandfather, he was a Marine. He served on Kwajalein Atoll and Roy Namur. He was a sniper in the Marine Corps, so I grew up around Marines. You know, he's my hero, and so that's what made me want to be a Marine.
Ah, okay, so it wasn't Jack Nicholson, Tom Cruise, and the rest of the
Although that's a fantastic movie, don't get me wrong. I do enjoy a couple lines from that movie for sure.
Absolutely, although I think your military trials and court-martials tend to be a little less entertaining than the one that took place in there.
That's the rumor. They try to keep it a little bit more key, I hear.
A little bit closer. And of course, as I just mentioned, we got a big one coming up with Bo Bergdahl. As someone who is in the Marine Corps and going through law school at the University of Alabama, though, so not everybody else in your class, not like you're going to a military law school. Has there been any interest in the fact that you are a Marine in military law when you're going to law school? Have your professors or your fellow classmates expressed any interest or asked for your opinions on things that have popped up in the news, like, oh, Bo Bergdahl or Mr. Rapone, who was the West Point cadet who was espousing communism, that kind of thing? Has it come up at all?
Well, you know, I think the topics come up. People might ask my opinion more on PT, you know, how do you do pull-ups, stuff like that. Maybe more interested in that, but Alabama's got a great veteran presence, especially the law school. There's three other Marines in my class. We have a couple soldiers, airmen, and sailors, so they do a really good job of recruiting veterans and getting in there. So I will say the diverse thought and, you know, the conversations we have about, you know, the military code of justice and how that applies. And so, I mean, those conversations do come up, and we also have some great professors that have a background dealing with the military and the government side. So they definitely do come up in class.
Well, during your academic career, and we're speaking with Second Lieutenant Stephen Arango, who's a United States Marine, who is currently at law school at the University of Alabama. During your academic career, you did go to another school for at least a semester, that being Bates, and you can tell us a little bit about that school. And you have, because of that, ties to Captain Whitney. Now, you have a bigger tie than attending the same school for a semester in that he was also a Marine, someone that you didn't know personally, but someone that you had that tie to. Can you tell us just a little bit about Captain Whitney and about your ties to him and how you became aware of him?
Yeah, absolutely. So long story short, I was reading a New York Times article one day, and it mentioned Captain Whitney and how he was killed in action. And I saw, oh, you know, Captain Whitney went to Bates College. I went to Bates College for a semester. And then it said he was a Marine. I was like, oh, well, I'm a Marine. And, you know, I just felt immediately moved that, you know, he had to be honored. So I called Bates College, or I actually emailed them. I emailed the president directly. And I asked her, you know, had he been honored? And they said they wrote an obituary and that was kind of it. And so I offered, well, a mentor of mine, Colonel Lee Busby, he makes busts of men and women that were killed in action in Iraq and Afghanistan, just out of the goodness of his heart. And I said, I will raise these funds, every single penny. I will fly the bust up there. You just have to find a spot for me. And, you know, I think Captain Whitney deserves that. I mean, Captain Whitney is the epitome of a warrior monk, something all Marines want to be. He's the epitome of selfless and humble sacrifice. I mean, for those of you that don't know of Bates College, it's an incredible school, great academic school. He could have gone and worked at the New York Stock Exchange and made millions of dollars. But he chose to be a recon Marine. He chose to be a paramilitary officer in the CIA, and he gave his life for our country. So I thought the least we could do is to honor him. And so students at Bates College every day could walk by a bust and say, you know, that is a Bates alumni. That's what I want to strive to be. So unfortunately, we've had some pushback from the school. And then I got in contact with the Whitney family, and that's when this kind of started to explode. And, you know, for the last month and a half, I've been working with alumni, veterans, people all over the country and some around the world to try to get this project done.
Now, tell us a little bit about Captain Whitney, because he was killed in action. He was a Marine, but he actually wasn't killed in action during his time in the Marine Corps, correct?
Right. Yes, sir. So he was a recon Marine, and then he was recruited by, he actually went to the State Department for a little while, and then he joined the Central Intelligence Agency, and he was killed in action as a paramilitary officer. All of the, you know, materials, information on that are still classified. So I, you know, I don't have any knowledge to that information, but I can say that everyone I've talked to, whether it's people that served with him at the State Department in his unit as a recon Marine, every single person said, I mean, he was a superhuman. And for those of you that don't know the training that goes into being a recon Marine or a paramilitary officer, I mean, not only do you have to be, you know, brilliant and sharp and be able to think on your feet, you also have to be physically and mentally just above and beyond. I mean, it takes something special to be a Marine, and then you have to add a little bit extra to get through that recon training. So, you know, Captain Whitney graduated cum laude from Bates College with a degree in, I think, classical literature. You know, he was a captain on his lacrosse team. He was the starting fullback on his football team. So a two-star athlete, graduated cum laude, and then said, you know what? I want to serve my country. I want to join the Marine Corps. And it's just that type of, you know, selfless service that, you know, I think a lot of people, we strive to be, but when we see examples of it, we should want to, you know, remember it. We should honor it. And someone like Captain Whitney, and that's, you know, what I'm hoping to do.
The story reminds me a little bit of, and it comes to mind because I served in Afghanistan, and the largest U.S. base close to me was Camp Span, which was named after Johnny Span, who Mike Span, as most people know him, was also a former Marine who served in the Central Intelligence Agency and was killed at the Kalai Jangi uprising, essentially, the Taliban prisoner uprising, the one that involved John Walker Lind, the American Taliban, as of course he was called. But when it comes to the fact that you've had to put forth a petition, essentially, to take a look at this, and we're speaking with Stephen Arango, who's a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps, student at the University of Alabama, also did a semester at Bates College, which is the same place where Captain George Whitney, one of Stephen's fellow Marines who gave his life while continuing to serve in the CIA, also attended school. The fact that you've had to start a petition for this tells me that, at least now, it's not something that the school has seemed very interested in doing. Have they given you a reason for that? Is it a financial reason? Is it because, you know, he wasn't technically serving in the military, he was serving in the CIA? I mean, have you gotten any inkling over why they haven't decided to do something on their own?
You know, and a real quick aside, sir, Captain Johnny Michael Span, Colonel Lee Busby, the artist of this project, the first bust he ever did was of Captain Span. And he actually did it with his father, and it was actually on display at the University of Alabama. So that's my quick aside on Colonel Busby and Captain Span. But, you know, the school has given a couple reasons, one being they have never done a bus. So they're, you know, they are holding back on, you know, making that change on campus. And, you know, my response to that is, you know, we're always changing. And I know change can be scary at times, but this is the right thing to do. And it could ruffle some feathers, and it could, again, you know, cause a catalyst or people to speak up, but it's the right thing to do. And people will coalesce behind it, and they are coalescing behind it. Secondly, they're worried that if they do a bust of, you know, Captain Whitney, other veterans will feel left out. And I had two responses to that. One, when veterans and active duty and reservists, we see military men and women honored, we're proud of that. We don't feel left out. We're excited because not only are you honoring him or her, but you're honoring the military community as a whole. And I also address that issue because with Captain Whitney, we're going to put the bust on a huge marble slab. And on that marble slab, we're going to carve in every Bates veteran that's graduated from Bates College and has served our country into that slab. So every single name that has served our country from Bates will be on that slab, and then Captain Whitney's bust will be on top. So the whole thing will be a memorial for veterans. And on Bates campus right now, there is not one veterans memorial. So I think this would be a perfect way to start that campaign of honoring our veterans on Bates campus, honoring everyone, and specifically honoring Captain Whitney.
You know, I attended college after I finished my 13 years of service, and there was a veterans memorial that they had on there. And I always liked taking sometimes a little bit of an extra couple of steps to go around the specific courtyard where it was. But it was always nice to know it was there, even if there weren't a ton of veterans on campus when I was going there. Now, do you think the fact that Bates, I mean, to my knowledge, is it's a fairly small school. I mean, we're talking like 2,000 students or so, isn't it?
Right.
Do you think that and the fact that, you know, it's a private liberal arts school, you know, in Maine, essentially, do you think that the fact that it's a small school and it doesn't want to court anything that could be seen as controversial by anyone who's going to the school, so that might be behind it?
You know, I absolutely think that could be behind their decision. I mean, they're a private school. Their job is to make a profit. So I do understand that. But at the same time, this, again, is a gentleman that gave his life. I mean, he is the epitome. You know, if you look at the Bates College credo and what they're trying to instill in their students, Captain Whitney, above and beyond, exemplified these attributes and characteristics. I mean, he took this, you know, it cost about $55,000 a year to go to Bates. So he was probably in $200,000 of debt. And again, He wasn't worried about that. He wasn't worried about making millions of dollars on the New York Stock Exchange, which there's nothing wrong with. But he decided, hey, I want to serve my country. And so, you know, Bates, you know, might have that fear in the back of their mind. But, you know, when they're trying to teach diversity of thought and they're trying to teach their students, I mean, what a better example than to look at Captain Whitney and say, you know, this man, you know, he could have done anything in the world, yet he decided to selflessly serve. And that's, you know, when we're trying to teach students and, you know, bring them up and have them understand, you know, the world as a whole, what a better, again, person to look at, for example. And I think he'd be a wonderful piece right next to the football field where students walk by on that campus.
What has the reaction been to the output that you've put out there and getting this petition going? What has been the reaction, and has there been any from the school?
You know, the school has, you know, I've tried to keep communications up with them, but outlook from veteran alumni and just alumni from Bates has just been incredible. You know, we have two gentlemen that were friends with Captain Whitney, Aaron Sells and Brad Ainsley. They are working with me on this project. They're actually raising funds for a scholarship in Captain Whitney's name, which they're expecting to be $500,000 to $1 million for that scholarship for Captain Whitney.
Wow.
And we've actually attached the bust with the scholarship for the school. So we're saying, you know, hey, we want to give you the scholarship, but the bust goes along with it. And the reason is because if you just give the money, Captain Whitney is going to be forgotten. The only person that's going to know about Captain Whitney are the couple kids that get the scholarship. But if there's a bust on campus and every day there's parents, students, professors walking by and they see that bust and they say, who's Captain Whitney? I've heard that name. And then they look him up and then they see the scholarship and say, wow, you know, I want to give money to that scholarship. Or, wow, you know, I know a student that exemplifies those characteristics. He should apply for that scholarship. So, you know, the bust helps the scholarship and the scholarship helps the bust, and they kind of go hand in hand. I mean, there's a couple other people. The Whitney family has been tremendous throughout this since day one. Karen Whitney, I just got off the phone with her tomorrow. We're going to fly her into Tuscaloosa soon so she can see the bust and work with Colonel Busby to get the exact likeness of her son. And Lieutenant Colonel John Custis, who is a Bates alumni and a Marine, he's been helping behind the scenes, and I know he probably is going to kill me for mentioning his name because he's probably one of the most humble gentlemen I've ever met, but he's worked too hard for his name to not be mentioned. I know he doesn't want credit, and that's not why any of us are doing this. I've told him and other people, you know, I could care less if my name's even put on this. If Bates said tomorrow, hey, we want the bus, but you can never come on campus again. Okay. Don't put me in the newspapers. Don't put me on a reporter's. I don't care. But I just want Captain Whitney to be honored. And because for the next 100, 200 years with Bates students walking next to him and seeing him, I promise you Bates will churn out even better students than they are now.
What has been where are we now with the petition? Where does it stand?
So I believe we're over 2,000 signatures. We've got a couple articles coming out soon in Washington Post, Bloomberg, The Daily Beast. So journalists are starting to pick up the story. Really, you know, the financial side of this, the money is going to be raised. You know, if I pick up the phone tomorrow, it's not the end of the world to try to get the money. Right now, what we're trying to do is to get the word out about the project. So I've literally during class, after class, don't tell my professors that it's during class sometimes, but, sending out hundreds of emails to journalists and reporters and just saying, hey, would this be a story you want to cover? You know, I've recruited students from the University of Alabama Communications Department to kind of help me with the social media side. You know, I've got finals coming up, so I'm kind of running out of time to really work as hard as I'd like on the social media aspect. So, you know, my main goal right now is to get the word out about it, to contact journalists, have them write stories on it, get reporters interested. And I think it's a fascinating story. I mean, you've got a lot of Marines, you've got a lot of alumni, you've got an infantry officer who sculpts like Da Vinci, you've got another infantry officer that is working behind the scenes with Bates alumni. So, I mean, there's a lot of aspects going on here that I think once journalists hear about it, it's just, you know, getting them to read my emails or LinkedIn messages. That's the tough part.
Yeah, that can definitely be the difficult part. We're speaking with Stephen Arango. Stephen is currently at the University of Alabama, where he is a law student. He's also a second lieutenant in the United States Marine Corps, and he's working on trying to get a bust to recognize the sacrifice made by Captain George Whitney, former Marine who gave his life, killed in action while continuing his service with the CIA. Now, of course, you're in school, but you are a Marine. You're doing this on your own time. This is not something that the Marine Corps is having you do. This is something that you're doing on the side. Has there been any response from the Marine Corps on this as far as how they feel on it?
You know, I haven't reached out to them. Obviously, this is just something that came about, but I will say the Marine Corps community has coalesced behind this. I mean, the Marine Reconnaissance Foundation has been absolutely wonderful. There's been other Facebook groups and organizations that have posted about this and really just, hey, how can I help? What do you want me to do? So that's been incredible. And every time I talk to not only Marines, but just service members in general, when they hear about this project, I mean, they just get fired up. And That's what's wonderful about working on projects like this. You know, obviously seeing it come to fruition is the end goal, but really you have to enjoy the journey because you get to meet and talk with people you may have never met or talked with. And you learn, you hear about their service stories. You hear about, you know, their funny times in the military or, you know, their grandfathers or fathers or mothers. So it's just an incredible way to connect with people. And, you know, that's really the joy I get out of this. Obviously, you know, working with the Whitney family and everyone else, that's the true joy I get from it.
And Stephen, if people are interested in finding out more or checking out the petition, I mean, is there a website they can go to? Where can they go to find out more about this issue that you've brought up?
Yeah. So, you know, I haven't had the chance to make a website or anything, but if anyone would like to find more, they can email me directly. I have my phone or email on me all the time because that's my mode of communication with journalists and organizations right now. It's Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, period, Arango, A-R-A-N-G-O, at law, L-A-W, .ua.edu. And they can email me directly. And I'd love to, if they have input, constructive criticism, or just want to hear more about it, please tell them to email me.
You know what I like seeing is a student down at the University of Alabama where everybody seems to be focused on football for about 9 months out of the year, that there is an Alabama student who's actually looking at some other things going around out there and taking a look at trying to bring some awareness and trying to bring some recognition to a man who certainly sounds like he gave a lot for this country. And that, of course, is the statue for Captain George Whitney, the bust. When it comes to the memorial, I mean, is it just everything going to be by donation? Is there a financial concern for this? How are you, if you get the amount of signatures, and what is the target amount of signatures, I should ask, and then what's the plan if you do reach that?
Absolutely. So, you know, there really isn't a set number of signatures. You know, the petition, and I've never done a petition, but it'll just keep going up. So, you know, if I get 1 million signatures, we'll keep going until the school says, all right, we found a spot. So if that's, you know, 2,500 signatures or 2.5 million, I'm not sure. And then financially, you know, I'm never going to turn down a donation. You know, anyone, if you feel led to do that, please, you can email me and I can give you the GoFundMe information. But financially, I'm not too worried about it. We've already raised about $3,000 and people are just been absolutely so gracious with their money. But really right now, it's just trying to convince the school that this is the right thing to do. And again, I know they have reservations and I can appreciate those because it is scary when you change things that, you know, in your life personally or in your business. And they have a bottom line and they have donors and board of trustees. But again, when it's just simply and clear cut the right thing to do. You know, I think we just got to keep persevering and soon enough they'll realize it's the right thing to do.
Well, we've been speaking with Second Lieutenant Stephen Arango, United States Marine Corps, currently a student of law at the University of Alabama Law School, getting ready for perhaps a career in the Marine Corps as a JAG officer, definitely getting ready to spend some time in there, and currently working on this petition to basically have a bust created of Captain George Whitney to put on the Bates College campus. That is in the state of Maine, a small liberal arts school. Captain Whitney was a United States Marine who then joined the CIA and was killed in action while serving with the CIA overseas. So, Second Lieutenant Arango, we want to thank you so much for your time this morning. Hey, maybe you'll be a captain someday, but I'm not giving out promotions here.
No, please. Still a boot second lieutenant. Don't worry about that, sir. But I really appreciate you having me today, and thank you so much.
Well, it's absolutely been our pleasure, and you have been listening to The Morning Briefing for Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. Coming up tomorrow, we've got a very special guest coming on the show because, well, we have special guests almost every day. But tomorrow, Senior Chief Don Shipley. If you don't know the name, you're going to learn it tomorrow. Senior Chief Shipley, he is a retired United States Navy SEAL. He is still doing amazing work, particularly when it comes to outing those folks who decide they want to pretend that they're SEALs. Some of them decide they want to pretend doing it to national news outlets like Fox News. Yeah, did you hear about the guy the other day? He was on there. He made a big, beautiful presidential seal, does great glass work, and he was a SEAL as well. You know, SEAL creates the presidential seal. Don Shipley said, hey, I don't recognize that guy. Looked him up. Turned out, guy wasn't a SEAL. Yeah, we're going to talk about that story and so much more about his career, his time after, what he's up to now. Senior Chief Don Shipley coming up on tomorrow's Morning Briefing. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hope you have a great evening. See you tomorrow.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.